Tanya and Steve, number one in Newcastle with McDonald Jones Homes, the Hunter's Centre of Style.
Live from the greatest city in the world, this is Tanya and Steve.
We get up, we get dressed, waking up, Newcastle's best, live and free, Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
Good morning!
What the holy hell just happened then? Both of us were asleep on the desk. He just woke me up.
Sorry. I'll talk quieter.
That was excellent.
I reckon this is the quietest pre-show we've ever had.
Especially for a Friday.
While the news was on, we were dead set not talking. We were all just looking and just waiting for that on-air light. And my God, didn't you spark?
Well, I read, and Hamish probably mentioned it, I just didn't hear him, but... one person won the whole entire $80 million.
I am $10 ahead of you, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
What did I
put $10 into our thing.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know yet.
But you did lovingly say you were going to share it with me, so that was fine. $80 million to one person.
That's
insane.
But how's this? So the Division 2, guess how many numbers you've got to get to win Division 2, of which 25 people did, by the way.
It's been so long, I've forgotten how to play tech.
Think about it.
I don't even know what you got to do.
All right, $80 million.
Yeah.
The second division, so the second prize down, you've got to get seven numbers.
Right.
If you're sitting there and you get seven numbers...
You think you win.
You think you get in for a bit of a windfall.
So what happens?
89,000.
No, but, okay. Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So the Powerball winner is they get all seven and then the Powerball, is
it? So that's their 80 million.
Okay.
But the next one, seven numbers and you get a poxy 89,000.
Yeah, poxy.
Bloody, you wouldn't even get out of bed for 89,000.
You would be so cranky with that.
You might want to count the farm money bags. I wouldn't mind 89K in the old bank account today.
We wouldn't say no, but what I'm saying
compared to 80 million,
you get all of them.
Yeah,
it's all relevant. Don't you love it when you talk a lot of money? Oh, you're joking. What do you mean I only got 3 mil? How come they got 60? Because it's relevant to the...
I
get what you're saying.
Yeah.
And suddenly we get dirty, don't we? 10 mil, but they got 80.
It's still not the biggest in Australia. I looked it up.
Oh, really?
Because I was curious to go, well, where does 80 million sit? In 2017, a Sydney person won $107 million.
Uh-huh.
All to themselves.
I wonder what they're doing now.
Well, I reckon the first thing they would have done was got a six-pack of Crown Lager.
Absolutely.
Really raise the bar, don't you?
Celebrate.
Raise that bar.
I bet Take 5 magazine would know. Do they still print that? Because they usually go back and talk to... What?
I'm just embarrassed you finally brought up my go-to magazine. Yes, I'm sure there is a story on it.
There always
is. In my favourite Take 5 magazine.
And they'd want us to know how miserable they were.
That's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely they were.
Yeah, they would have lost all their friends that they didn't share their millions with.
Yep, how
their family would have turned to... Yeah, and they're in the gutter somewhere with no teeth.
Hear it all the time.
Yep.
They're idiots.
Yeah.
I won 80 million and now I'm miserable. Well, you need a slapping.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You're buy new friends. go to the friend shop and buy some more.
That Take 5 magazine was a go-to.
Well, it used to be free here on reception, remember?
It did.
It honestly did. That's what it reminds me of.
You know why I
loved
it?
You're desperate for content around Christmas time, right? And so you'd go home and go, oh, Tanya, look at this. There's a guy that thinks he's a frog in Queensland. Get him on, Nick.
What I was going to say was, though, you'd often see locals. That's why it was a go-to. Oh, look at this. They're from Shortland. And they've got four heads. Let's get them on.
And their son thinks he's a frog.
There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Bring it back, you Take 5 if it's gone.
I still get, just on that, I'm still stunned at magazine racks. Because I feel
them?
I feel, you know, and I know obviously they are being bought.
Yeah.
But it's been a while for me and I just leaned in. I like Time magazine every now and again.
Right.
And then I... $10? Last time I bought it was four.
Yeah. I just gave away all my magazines. I had like maybe 100 surf mags and I just gave them all away.
Mm.
And I was like...
To who? Who wants old magazines?
Just random people.
Doctor officers.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to...
I used to love getting magazines.
Surgery, you know what you'll be reading.
Totally surfing mags. Yeah. I used to love magazines.
Oh, you used to give them as presents, subscriptions.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a triathlon magazine subscription Law got every Christmas.
Yep.
Oh God, I was going to say, I hope you got that for me.
But I'm like you, Roz. I had a collection.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I only went through all my like home and gardeny type ones yesterday.
Yeah.
I went, all right, give those to Mum.
Yeah, she'll love
them. That's who I give them to.
Now you're making me feel like I'll give mine away. Does anyone want any picture magazines?
Put your hand down, Ryan.
We're away for a Friday. It's Triple M. Got any people? Triple M morning.
What you got, mate? I think we blew it all in the opener.
Yeah. Well, look, the teachers are striking next Tuesday. Heads up for parents. Yeah. It's
what, just before their 6-week holiday?
Well, this has been a long time coming. Because
I'm sorry.
It's their More Than Thank You campaign, which they launched yesterday. They haven't had a pay rise. They're not keeping up with, you know, inflation. They reckon we could run out of teachers within 5 years.
I was still worrying. I don't know where we're at with it. I do still worry about the amount of male teachers we're getting on board.
Yeah.
Lack thereof. A little off subject, but...
Yeah.
Or lack thereof, that's what I mean. Yeah, I hope that's building a little bit. But with the wages, as you say, maybe not, well, regardless of gender.
Yeah. In terms of the year that they've had, and for me, like Dell's teacher, Mr. Thorsby, he worked 10 times harder, I reckon, this year than he has any... they deserve a pay rise, for sure.
They do. See, sadly, in this country... They do not get the status,
That is true.
They don't. Other countries, very few, I might add, but there are some countries, few Europeans to name, that they just revere their teachers. And why shouldn't they?
Yep.
They're the educators. They're looking after the minds and shaping our leaders of the future, our industry leaders, it's our creatives of the future.
It's funny how little regard's put on it. It's almost like regardless, and I know it's more, but it's like, here's my kids and I'll get them at three. Not taking on board what you're doing to 100%. Educate your kids. That's a good point.
Yeah so I'd love to see in Australia where we actually go, you know what, you are as important, if not more, than... how we revered the health profession.
Absolutely.
And they would say we're not revered enough either. Yeah.
Well, top three to me, teachers for sure.
Yeah.
Nurses, radio announcers. I mean, they're the people that should be getting paid and revered, but not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, and it's not attractive to get into the industry, and that's what they need to fix to make sure that we have teachers of the future.
Definitely.
So anyway, that's Tuesday, and it will be a 24-hour strike.
So it's all day?
It's a 24-hour strike.
Oh.
Ryan, we've just said how important this day is.
I agree.
They had to
give them the money.
They had to give them the money. God's sake, they had to have the strike before their 6-week holiday. Hey,
it's not just about money, don't you?
Oh, and conditions.
Yeah.
Give them reveredness. Have a look at this one. Ironic, we were talking about Take Five magazine.
Yeah.
The opener. Newcastle woman pays ridiculous amount of money for bra.
Oh, where's that?
We're going to track her down, try and find her, but apparently it was a ridiculous amount of money.
Well, Nikki's
she's
pregnant.
She's not game to show.
She needs to make sure that her...
Oh, look at this bit, Tanya.
Baby boobs are well protected.
Has not mentioned a word to husband, nor work husband.
Shh, he's listening. At home, right now. Isn't he, Nick? Jacob's at home listening.
I will take this one for you and look at you in the eye. I have bought an expensive bra.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
Jeez, Nick, that was a lot. You'd probably be able to drive that to work, I'd imagine, for that sort of money. That's why I missed Take Five, Tanya.
Well,
it would have that story in it. About Nick's bra.
Look at the time, Tanya. You want me to go to the ads?
She's not talking to me.
Okay, she's not talking.
I'm not talking.
We're going to play a first inch after this. Tanya and Steve at Triple M.
Steve, and book your spot at the Hunters Centre of Style event this weekend. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au.
Triple M's, Tanya and Steve.
It's been a week of lock-ins, hasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
We started the week when we crossed over to that pub in Yorkshire, the highest pub in Britain, when people were snowed in for 3 days in a pub. How wonderful.
And a band that was playing before they were locked in was a band called Noasis, which I thought was just fantastic for an Oasis cover band.
Yeah, but for a cover band, they only did their gig on Friday and refused to play for the rest of the weekend.
Tanya, their musos.
Oh, true.
Pay up or no tunes.
Exactly.
And then today, Hamish has told us about some people, staff and shoppers getting locked into an IKEA during a snowstorm as well.
Yes.
So we thought...
Where do you want to get locked in?
Yeah, if you had to get locked in anywhere, what would it be?
You're allowed to go broader than a shop.
Yeah.
Is it just for one night only?
Let's make it a weekend.
Okay.
So you were locked in from today and then you weren't released until 9 a.m. Monday.
Yep.
Where would you be happy to be locked into?
Give us a call. 1-333-53. Everyone who calls gets on the show today. He goes in the draw for 10, receives 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents, which we're giving away next week. Today we're adding a new present to the list. It's a lawnmower, a Victor Corvette 200 valued at $600.
Ooh.
So Taylor's mowers, trusted by Novocastrians for over 75 years. A lawnmower added to our present list.
Is right, she's still talking.
I've got a few credits to get away there.
You do have a few credits to get away there, right.
Thanks
anyway,
to
we've got no time for the show.
We did start this when Hamish told us, and we asked him where he'd love to be locked away. If you don't know Hamish very well.
Let's let Hamish tell us himself, because he's listening to us in his little news booth there. Where would you like to be locked, Hamish?
Bookshop? Dimmick specifically?
You did. And what we loved about your answer was he did not hesitate.
At all.
No. It just sprung forth, didn't it?
I'd happily get locked in there, actually.
You know,
lock myself in.
We wouldn't mind it either. We've just got a couple more ahead of it. Because I'll be honest, it'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
but, too bad. Not first choice, though.
Not first choice.
Come on.
Everyone knows.
Thank you, Hamish.
I've changed mine.
What's yours?
I've had a bit of a think since earlier.
Right, because earlier you said Disneyland.
Yeah. I mean, but they're not, if you're extending it to a weekend.
Yeah.
Dan Murphy's.
Dan Murphy's.
I didn't know we were extending it to a weekend.
Yeah, it's a whole weekend.
No, I'm sorry. Yep. Has to be Dan Murphy's. Right. I was Disneyland, but they don't have bars.
Well, they do, actually.
Yeah, but
Pirates of the Caribbean have a really nice rum bar.
You're right.
You've got something to think about now, Steve, while we talk to Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, where would you love to be locked in for a weekend?
A chocolate shop.
Oh, of course. Any in particular?
Oh, Daryl Lee.
Yeah. I'm feeling we can call it the Daryl Lee there.
Yeah, it's very good. There's few and far of them, but when you find one, they're like gold.
Imagine for a weekend you would come out emaciated and pimpled.
Thanks, Nicole. You're in the draw for Tender and Steve's 10K Christmas.
Just on the honeycomb alone.
Kathy, where would you like to be locked in over a weekend?
Green Hills Shopping Centre.
I like how you think, Kath.
So you're taking it to next level because you're assuming that you can just take what you want, aren't you, Kath?
No. It's got restaurants and it's got bars and it's got window shopping and it's got toilets. It's got everything there.
I didn't think of toilets. You're a thinker, Kath. I do like that Kathy's presuming that all staff will be working.
Yes.
I'm locked in.
Happy to help out.
I love it. They'll love you giving them a bit of a nod too.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant.
They have got a lot. It's like, oh, no, I still haven't been there. You've been up there a few times.
Oh, yeah, I was there the other week.
But, yeah, they have got lots of cool restaurants and things, haven't they?
Mm. Shane, where would you like to be locked in for a weekend?
I would like to be locked in a cinema.
Oh, okay.
Plenty of movies, nice and quiet, snacks.
All the popcorn you can eat.
Definitely.
Ah, yes.
Definitely Gold Lounge, Shane.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Of course, you've got to have the Gold Lounge so you can have a nice cold beer as well.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Cinemas. Yeah, I like that.
Very good.
Thank you, Shane. You're in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Tammy!
Hello, how you going?
Good, Tammy. Locked in for a weekend. Where would it be?
Jamboree Recreation Park.
Love Jamboree.
What is that?
It's amazing.
It's down south. It's sort of on your way to, I always say on the way to Robertson, but where exactly is it?
Down near Kiama.
Yeah. So between the ocean and the mountains, you'll find Jamboree.
What do you do there?
Yep.
It's a recreation park. So my fondest memory is blowing my eardrum, jumping off the cliff.
Great memory, Tanya.
Great water. Water slides.
They have tires that do the rapids. It's fantastic fun. I can't believe you haven't been there.
No.
Yeah, it's fabulous.
I think Jamboree put me off. I'm picturing guitars and kumbaya.
Same. No, not at all.
I'm picturing like Boy Scout camp or something.
No, it's fabulous.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
All righty then. Hey, Daryl.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Daryl. Locked in for a weekend.
Oh, try an island on the Whitsunday somewhere.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey. Not bad at all.
Come on. Yeah. Let's go top shelf.
I'm sorry, Daryl. Anastasia's not going to let you do that, mate.
I wasn't going to tell her.
All right, I'll give you my potato cart. You can get in.
Thanks, Daryl. You're in the draw for our 10K Christmas. Good luck. We're going to draw it next Friday.
Yeah.
Are you sticking with Disneyland?
Oh, well, look, we can't get there. So if I'm going closer to home,
okay.
I'd happily be locked into Hunter Valley Gardens right now.
Yeah.
They've got their Christmas light spectacular.
True. Yep.
They've got the restaurant.
Yep.
You can have food and wine. And
yeah.
You can sleep with Santa under the stars.
Easy. Not a big up.
Oh, Jesus.
But, yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
Right.
It's a real Christmassy thing.
At 6:30, I was going to say the Playboy Mansion, but now my wife's awake, so I'll say I'm joking. Everybody's gorgeous
and shiny and bright. And
I'm joking. I'd get locked into the Urban Surf. It's this wave pool in Melbourne, and they have like underlight surfing. They've got bars there. They've got a two-hatted chef restaurant there. So I'd go there.
Isn't it good that we're not predictable, Ross?
Pubs, surfing.
I want Dan Murphy.
Daniel wants to go to Hunter Valley Gardens.
You want to surf, and Daniel wants to go to Christmas World. Hey, I'll tell you what, you can never pick us.
Hang on a minute, right, can I get a witness? Can you come in, please, Nick, as a witness for this? We've got to go to court, Ross.
Okay.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tanya and Steve. The people are real. The cases are real. The ruling is final. This is Tanya and Steve's...
You can't handle the truth.
Couples Court.
Rise for me.
We are.
Yes, Your Honour. Yes, Your Honour.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Now, step up. What's the problem?
Not a couple as such, but a workmate has really started to annoy a few staff members.
Oh, which one?
Me and Nick.
Oh.
And, what have they done?
It's Risey.
It's me. Yeah, what have I done?
Well, we just... Because Tanya often walks, if people don't know now, so you don't park as often down in our park area.
No, because I walk to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't be noticing, but he's bringing his Partridge Family bus to work every day and the little car parks.
Oh, the chick magnet bus, you mean?
It's not a chick
magnet. It takes up 1.5 parks.
Oh, and, yes.
Yeah, with a new car for you, Nick.
Yeah.
And her current pregnant shape.
Yeah.
And my old car and my regular pregnant shape.
Yeah.
When I open the door parked next to Risey, I can't get out.
No, I've seen you.
You've seen me, haven't
you? I have.
Well, I saw see you later, T-Boy, and suck that in. And the other side. And I just think, is that right, Nick?
I couldn't agree more, Steve. It's too big and it must go.
And there's no... Yes, it must go. Wow. There's no need for him to bring the blunderbuss in. Well, his kids aren't with him.
They aren't.
No, they're not.
Now, step up, Ryan.
Okay.
Defend yourself.
Your Honour, Tanya, I drive it because I've got no excuse. I could be driving the other car.
Well, why don't you?
Well, now I'm going to drive it especially because I know how much it annoys Steve and EP and Nicky. So, but no, I drive it because the van is mine. Lucy has the black car.
The black car.
Yeah, the other one.
Why don't you say it correctly? I get the crap car, she gets the good one.
That is correct. I get the one that she doesn't want to drive, and she gets the nice one.
Right.
So I have to drive that car to work.
Can I approach the bench?
You can.
This is one moment where you can actually get him to man up.
You could take some hand at home.
I could, but...
But your life would not be worth living.
Thank you, Tanya. Your Honour, for understanding my predicament and my situation. But also, what happens if I need to be... Because the van's got all the good, the baby seat and all the seats.
No, well, can I just interject?
Okay.
What you're meaning to say is the van carries your surfboards.
Don't look in the front seat today, but the van is a little bit better for carrying boards if I... happen to want to sneak a surf on the way
home. I'm sorry. You can continue to bring the bus, but you've got to park it at the depot.
Thank you. Beautiful.
In fact,
on a good day, there's a bus busting over there. Thank you, Your Honour.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
That is like the perfect answer.
All right.
That is fantastic.
Well, can you leave it at the depot? Swing by your place and pick me up then, because
you can walk with me.
No. Okay, I'm driving the black car.
You got your choices at the depot.
Yep.
Or get some hand at home.
Steve, you won this. This is the first time I think you've ever won a couple.
Yeah.
Thank you, Your Honour.
Yeah. Well done. It's me, which I'm a bit upset about.
Well, we start off with good news. A, it's Friday. B, it's Pi Day.
Yeah, and 10K Christmas draw.
Oh.
Dan, good news.
What do you got, mate?
Yep. Hey, good morning, guys.
Hello.
Oh, it was good news until Risey just spoke. I've got 4 days off.
Oh. I can assure you, Dan, that Tanya and I feel often the same. having a good time until Risey
today's
speaks.
Today's beautiful.
It is gorgeous today, yeah.
Actually, it only says 1 to 5 millimetres Saturday, 0 to 2 on Sunday.
There
so that
go.
Might be a bit of
You'll
nothing.
You'll be fine, Dan.
It's a bit of nothing, Dan.
Oh, you're a legend, Risey. You're a legend.
Gee, I tell you what, you don't stay 8 long.
We got pies for you, Dan. Enjoy.
Oh, good stuff. There's Dan with 4 days off.
Flippy floppy people. Hello, Ellie.
Hi, happy Friday.
And to you, Ellie. What's your good news?
I sold my car a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I purchased my mum a cruise for her and I to go on next December.
Oh,
where?
Wow.
We're just going to Tasmania and South Australia.
On what ship, though, mate? I didn't know there were cruises running.
Well, next year.
Not till next December.
Okay. Wow, great.
But it's the Royal Caribbean.
Nice.
Beautiful. How long is that cruise for, Ellie?
7 days.
How beautiful.
So our cruise got cancelled for early next year, and Mum's just retired, so I thought that would be a nice birthday, Christmas and retirement gift.
Yeah, good. Is that Explorer of the Seas?
I can't remember.
Don't worry, it'll be something of the seas.
Have you been on that one, Steve?
It was a good one.
The Explorer, is that good?
Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah, all these ships are gorgeous.
How lovely for your mum. What a sweet...
It's their biggest ship, whatever that one is.
Yeah. Very sweet gesture from her favourite daughter, Ellie.
Yeah, don't tell my sister.
Ah. You've got some pies thanks to Miller's Pies there at Shortland R. Jim Warner's Bait, and Ellie's in the draw for our 10K Christmas.
Steve at Mayfield, how you going?
Hey, good.
What's your good news, Steve?
I'm going to be a grandpa.
Oh, grandpa. Yay!
When?
Yeah. Due in March.
Yeah, nice.
Beautiful. Is this the first?
First one, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yep.
And is it your baby boy or your baby girl that's...
My baby girl.
Oh,
First-time grandpa.
Yeah.
Make him call you grumpy. It's my favourite grandpa word.
Well, just grandpa is like a regular grandpa, only grumpier.
Yeah.
I love that.
I've already got the cup.
Thanks,
He's
Steve.
Got the cup already. Of course he has.
Damo, what's your good news?
Oh, just happy we got some sun today.
Yeah.
Out working Newcastle. It's good it's not raining.
Mm. Well, that's great. So the simple thing is... just making you happy today, the sunshine.
It is. It's been great the past couple of days and good to finally get some sunshine.
Oh, beautiful.
Damo, you make me want to play Colour Me in Sunshine.
I can try and find someone.
Of course you can.
Yeah, while you're doing that.
Go on to someone's TikTok, you'll find it.
We'll send. We're going to
good on you, Damo.
Pies, Damo, and we're also going to put you in the draw for the 10K Christmas.
All right. Well, we'll go to Phil now and talk to... Hey, Phil!
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your good news, Phil?
I get to spend 3 weeks with my new granddaughter.
Oh, are they...
Love all this.
Yeah. Are you babysitting for that long?
No, just be hanging around, making a nuisance of myself.
As all good grandmothers should, Phil.
I'm already called Grumpy.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I love that.
So cute. Well, enjoy that. How old is she?
Told I'm going to be. That's what I'm going to be. She's 3 or 4 months.
Oh,
perfect.
So good.
Good on you, Phil. Pies for you and in the draw for our 10K Christmas. $10,000 worth of Christmas presents.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, how are you, Tanya and Steve?
Very well. What's your good news, Paula?
I get to spend tomorrow with my puppy dog.
Oh.
Yay!
Is it not usually easy to do that because you're working?
No, he lives with my ex-stepson because we can't find a house.
Oh.
Okay. So, all right.
I'm
so
glad to have him at my mother's house.
Oh, that's tough on you.
I've got another friend, Paula, who has visiting rights to a pet,
yeah.
Which, you know, can't, not rights, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It can happen. And so you really look forward to it.
Yeah.
Oh, he is, honestly, he is the Bob Marley of border collies. He is so chilled and laid back.
So
and
a dog that can
smoke joints.
I keep
saying he's broken.
Oh, I love that.
I love it. Well, you enjoy, the two
he's
of you.
Biggest, he thinks he's the biggest lap dog. And he's gorgeous.
What is he?
I love him.
A border collie.
Border collie, yeah.
A border collie.
Yeah.
We'll enjoy that.
Definitely.
Maybe share
Thank
a pie
you.
With him.
Yeah, true.
It's Paula.
What dog wouldn't like a pie?
Mm.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. What's your good news for today?
Well, we were supposed to go to Tassie in November this year, and we've rebooked for February, March next year. We're so excited. Hokey. Mm. It's Dave. We're still going.
Oh, yeah. We're all still there, aren't we, Deborah?
Yeah.
But at least booking it gives you some hope.
It does.
Well, hopefully you'll get there. How long are you going for?
18 days.
Oh, wow.
We were actually going for a friend's 40th wedding anniversary, and they asked us to go, but we had all these plans, surprises for them, but no, we'll have to do it next year.
Yeah. Well, it's good, though. Like I said, rebooking. At least it gives you something to point at, doesn't it?
Well, it's something to look forward to. We had so many things to look forward to this year, and now we've got to try next year.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we're
hopefully,
so
fingers crossed.
Yes, definitely.
All right, we've got pies and 10K Christmas for you, Deb. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Any good news around the table?
I was going to say, you got any good news?
Well, I just told you my good news that was seeing the kids across the road, Stella and Leo, last night when we put our Christmas lights outside the house. They're 4 and 2, and it's just delightful to see that age in the wonder and the magic in their faces.
Yes.
Mm. And so, yeah, I love having little kids on the street. It's beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what it really is all about. It's the only time I envy Rising.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of the Christmas lights, our neighbours across the road who go all out at Christmas.
Yeah.
Last night was the first night that they've had everything going.
Lit up.
Yeah.
And Stella and Oscar, my two eldest, because it's dark pretty late.
Yeah.
So the two, they just look out the window and just.
I know.
In amazement. They just could look at them for hours.
They do, and their little faces. Yep. That's adorable.
Pre-election tomorrow too. New Italian lit the tree last night.
Yep.
Oh, which one? In Civic?
Lit the tree there. Nice. I think it's in Civic, or is it in the between?
Or is it in Foreshore?
Not Foreshore.
Honeysuckle?
No, definitely Civic, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you voted yet, Steve? I know Tanya's done the online vote for the weekend.
Yes, mate.
I didn't believe a word you just said.
That's a no.
Well, there's only two.
and neither of them were believable.
Start your day off with Tanya and Steve and book your spot at the Hunters Centre of Style event this weekend. Discover more at mcdonaldjoneshomes.com.au. Triple M's.